You're listening to the Idiot's Catalog.
Baby, it's a wild world.
All the small things.
Welcome to Idiot's Catalog, everybody. An inventions-based podcast. I'm Leland Long. That was Charlie Dawson.
No, that's Leland.
Oh, God. I'm so scared.
36 episodes that we cannot figure out who is who. Me and Faith Hammond.
Leland.
And we're joined by a friend.
Edson. What's your last name?
Montenegro. Yeah.
Montenegro.
Like the country.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh.
Edson
Montenegro.
Edson. All the small
Edsons.
Things.
I like that version better.
Just a big room of guys named Edson. They're like, wow. Yeah. How long do you think it would take for you guys to figure out why you're all there?
Hey, let me tell you, if someone was like, come to this place, there's free food, and then everyone had my name, I would be so scared. It's like, what's your name? Edson. That's weird. Mine is too.
Yeah.
Especially in the background's like, you call me? Say my name?
Yeah, who'd be first on the call sheet for that? You know?
They don't even put last names. It's all first.
It's just
first. Whoever's the most Edson is first.
Yeah.
There's just a speaker, and it's like, Edson, you're now allowed to leave. But everyone's like, which one is he talking to?
Now, what if the food wasn't free? How would you feel?
I would reconsider.
Yeah, okay.
I'd reconsider.
Understandable.
Like, is there a coupon option?
To eat?
I see the point.
This guy eats coupons.
That would be great. That is my first invention. I'm just coming up with it now. Groupon, but it's everyone has to have the same name. So it's like, go find four other Edsons, and then you can come to the Eiffel Tower or whatever.
Wait, that's cool.
That would be kind of, it's also like that's a fun little like icebreaker.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right?
What if like everyone who had your name sucks though? Like every other Charlie I've met
is
has been amazing. But imagine if they weren't though.
All right, so if you're like a Jeremy and you hook up with three other Jeremys to go to the Lego Museum or whatever.
You hook up.
That's another part of this thing. You have to hook up.
And you have to go to Lego.
And you have to go to Legos.
The Lego store or the museum? The Lego.
There's a Lego museum?
Yeah.
How do you know there's a Lego museum?
I don't know. But,
they have Lego fossils.
Yeah.
And a Lego sarcophagus. Yeah.
This
the
Lego's
Lego
got
cafeteria.
This Lego's got Richard Nixon's foot blood on it because he stepped on it. Ooh.
Can I talk about how much I love Richard Nixon?
I don't want to. It's Charlie's corner.
Richard Nixon.
Name five things that you love about him.
Yeah.
His nose is the most nose I've ever seen. The name Richard Nixon. Powerful.
Yeah, there's just like a lot of the consonants.
Yes. A lot of consonants.
Hero.
Richard Nixon.
Yeah.
Third thing, people wear a mask of him. That's great.
Yeah, like Iron
That's
Man.
That's great, like Iron Man.
Like Iron Man.
Fourth thing, what were his politics?
Iron Man.
Fourth thing is a question?
Yeah, fourth thing.
That has yet to be answered.
Was he Democrat or Republican?
I actually don't.
He was a super
Wait,
big
Republican. Wait, is that
Republican.
Watergate guy?
Yeah. Yeah, that's Watergate.
Yeah, he was a real bad Republican.
Can we talk about how much I don't like Richard Nixon? That guy's a hack, bro. Richard Nixon stinks,
That nose,
dude.
It sucks.
That nose sucks. The name Richard Nixon, ew. Bar, gross. Anyways, this is an inventions-based podcast.
Yeah, should we get into some inventions?
Yeah, sure.
I could do one of mine.
That was fun. I enjoyed that.
Gulp.
Wait, did you do no case on your phone? What?
Whoa. What? Oh, let's put our microphones up to it.
I'm strong.
I want to be free. Let me out.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Okay. I want there to be napkins made out of bread. So when you like spill something on yourself, you use the bread to wipe it, and then you can eat it right afterwards.
At a fancy restaurant, can you tuck it in right here?
Yeah.
Tuck the
Can you write bread in? Like your phone number to pass it to a pretty lady?
Yeah, and she's like,
thanks.
She pulls out her phone. It's all, it's a baguette.
A flip baguette.
A flip baguette.
I like that.
Yeah, and I think
so would it be thin like pita, or would it be thick like not pita?
I'm thinking thin like not pita.
Okay.
Because you want it to be you still want it to be like act like a napkin.
Yeah.
Where you can like fold, put it on your lap.
Yeah.
Or maybe there's something that has like a little lobster on it so you can stuff like a bib.
Yeah.
So yeah, thin. I want to say like a tortilla, but not.
Yeah, it's like a halfway point.
Yeah, halfway point. And yeah, I just want, I feel like so much sauce and food is wasted just dripping on ourselves. And then we clean it up with Mother Earth, the trees, and then toss it away. And
yeah. Oh, okay.
I want to reuse.
I like the origin story.
I do too.
Yeah. It's really interesting. This is like an issue that this feels heartfelt.
Yeah, so if there was a, if the inventor of this product was a superhero, definitely his parents died in a napkin avalanche. And he's like, we need less of this.
They're napkin.
More bread.
More bread. Yeah. They died in a napkin avalanche, and then he got raised by a loaf of bread. I am bread man, but only in this specific instance.
I will avenge my parents.
His mouth is full of bread.
Yeah. Oh, my. His main enemy is just big napkin. I'm going to come. We want more napkins.
Now, could this be like, could you get bread toilet paper as well? For when you want to...
when you want to eat your
poop. You don't want to eat your poop, but sometimes your butt gets a little hungry.
Yeah.
Or, you know, sometimes your butt's out to eat and it goes, hey, there's no bread and butter for this table. I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Y'all know
yeah.
what I'm talking about?
And then there's just a bidet that shoots crumbs.
Shoots sauce at it. Yeah.
Or like a Christmas time, like your presents are just wrapped in bread.
That would be fun, like... a bread bowl like with soup in it, but that's like your gift. It's like shaped like a gift, and you just open it. Soup! How did you know it's so cold outside?
Well, now instead of bread, should it be napkins? So you have, it's just a bread bowl, but it's made of napkins.
Yeah, yeah.
Then you have to eat it still.
Can we eat paper?
I think in like small quantities you can eat it and it's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think you should though. I don't think you should like incorporated into your daily diet.
Ooh, well, I gotta make a few phone calls.
What happens in your stomach?
What happens in your stomach?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
Like, so it kind of just feels like so, like if I like just, I'm thinking from like the perspective of the paper or the bread. Like if it goes in my body, like what does it see? Do you know what I mean?
Ooh, we should have a paper colonoscopy.
Is that like paper mache?
It's, yeah. It's yeah. not. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, cool. Yeah. Good to see
it. Isn't it crazy? You're wrong. All right.
So, yeah. Napkin bread.
Napkin bread.
Napkin bread.
That's a great invention.
Do you guys have any?
Yeah. I'll throw one at us hard. So, I was watching golf this weekend because I like it a lot. I like watching golf.
What?
Because it's relaxing and it makes me happy. But I got bored watching golf.
Okay.
So I'm thinking full contact golf. Same game of golf, except tackling is allowed. Full. You can use the clubs however you want to use those clubs. But it's the same game of golf, you know?
With the objective of getting the ball in the hole.
In the hole. Mm. And you can't touch the ball. You can't move the ball. That's a stroke. But you can deck the other players. You can murder the other players.
Is it still like the audience has to be they extremely have to be quiet?
Yeah,
and then if someone makes a good tackle, they're just like Chinese class.
yeah, exactly. It's the same game. It's just full contact.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Kissing?
What?
Kissing?
Sorry?
Is there kissing allowed?
Sorry, I didn't hear you the first three times. Yeah, there is kissing allowed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that changes that for me.
Yeah. It's a little weird now.
Because then after you tackle him, you can give him a nice little kiss and be like, I'm sorry. Yeah. It's just a game.
And on that same note, no contact football is my next
option. So you can't touch anything?
You can't touch anything or anybody.
Excuse me, pardon me, sorry. Don't mean to interrupt. Sorry.
You just have to
rude,
like...
Sneaking by.
Yeah. You just have to like will them into not doing what they want to do. You have to like, hey, wait, hold on. You don't want to take that ball into the end zone. Listen, there's so many better things you could be doing in life. Remember your dreams. You wanted to dance. You wanted to be a dancer. And it's like, you know what, you're right. And they put the ball down. It's like, yes!
It's a real mental game.
Yeah, it's a real mental game.
That brings me to my invention, COVID boxing. It's boxing, but you got COVID.
Only one of them?
Oh, God, okay.
Or both of them have COVID.
Yeah, they all, everyone has COVID.
I mean, I guess after a few matches, all of them would have COVID anyways.
Yeah. That's too true, too soon.
How about gun chess? Chess with guns.
Is it like no contact chess as well, where you can't move the pieces, you just have to shoot the pieces?
Yeah, the horse piece breaks its leg and you have to shoot it.
The queen's gun bit.
Whoa!
There we go.
And
all that small things.
Wait, great. I have another one. Twister, but it's a real tornado. It hurts.
You guys want to play Twister? No, you ruined my house the last time we did that, you piece of shit.
There's a cow in my window.
That's Twister.
How about the game Sorry, but I actually am.
Yeah, sorry, but you just have to apologize to relatives for your life. I'm sorry.
Remember what happened in 09? I'm sorry. I rolled a 4. Do you roll in that game? Do you roll
in
dice and sorry?
You can always roll. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so mean. It's so fucking mean. Dude, what are you doing?
Let me call my Uber real quick.
You call your Uber.
Hey, babe.
I love you.
I have an invention.
Yeah,
go for it.
So I saw it. It already exists. So I'm gonna like revamp it.
Sure.
So I saw someone running in Hell's Kitchen where I live, and they had a water bottle, but it like is like, you know those like iron knuckle like rings.
Yeah. Oh, the brass knuckles.
Yeah,
so,
the
like,
brass
you knuckle. Punch people with.
Yeah, but the water bottle was glued on top of it.
Whoa.
So when they ran,
yeah,
like. The water bottle was, like, always there.
Oh,
but
oh.
To me, that would get heavy. So here's my invention. A water bottle that weighs nothing.
Maybe, like, a water bottle with a little, like, hot air balloon attached to it.
So it's, like,
constantly.
I love it, dude.
This is our fourth hot air balloon invention.
Was the hot air balloon featured last week as well?
Yeah, the week before. It's like something with a hot air balloon attached to make it float.
Yeah. Either hot air balloon, parachute we have a lot.
Yeah. Blades. I like to incorporate blades into things.
Bathroom stuff.
I have a shit-based one I'm going to come to in a second.
Really? Every week?
Every week. Yeah. And then I also love to have ones where you just have an extra limb for some reason. Like, I had, like, if you don't know if you want a tattoo yet, you can get an arm that, like, comes off and has a tattoo, and you're like, well, I actually like that. And then you can go through
it. You just push
it
back in when you're done.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think a hot air balloon, because it's, like, so many problems can be solved with a little hot air balloon.
Yeah, what I would love is, like, as you walk around, like, it knows that it knows where you're going. So it just stays with you behind.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like a little string attached to you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sweet, though. That's cute. It's like a little kite that flies
behind
you.
It's like a little kite.
And you reel it in, you just drink the water.
Yeah.
And then there's a little, like, praying mantis on top of it that has to, like, control the hot air balloon. Add fire or whatever you do to a hot air balloon.
Can we talk about the initial? What a weird. It wasn't gloves with a water bottle on the gloves. It was, like, knuckles.
Yeah, no. It literally was, like, wrapped around this person's fingers.
Oh, my God.
So it's basically, like,
that's such a weird invention.
Someone that doesn't want to hold a water bottle, or they want to use their fingers for something else,
yeah.
But they're like, I want it to be there on my hand.
How big was the water bottle?
It was tiny. It looked like a little, like...
Just a one shot?
Just like a little...
Oh, thank God. So hydrated. Keep running.
Yeah, it's empty. No, it was, like, super tiny. It was, like, the world's, like, smallest little camel.
Ooh, my next invention is animal fingers. it's what it is.
It is what it is.
Camel thumb, more like camel fingers. You know what I'm saying? Hey, get me out of here.
We shot you.
Mia, you got a hard,
absolutely.
Firm inventions?
Here we go. You know the snails?
Yeah.
They got goo trails. They've got goo coming out of their booties as they go from A to B. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Can I get another amen?
Amen.
All right. So that doesn't help anyone though. Like a goo trail from a snail? Is that helpful? Okay. So
I love just an existential snail just like, what am I doing? Who is this helping? I'm fucking up the world right now.
Tiny.
I'm 4 years out of school. What am I doing?
Am I just going to be putting goo behind me my whole life? Is this what I meant to do with my life?
Why did I major in Nickelodeon slime? So anyway, this is a snail that instead of leaving a trail of goo, it leaves a trail of cigarettes and sunglasses.
Oh.
A snail that leaves a trail of cigarettes and sunglasses. You're going to like the way you smoke.
Because you're going to look really cool.
Really cool. And you get a snail.
I have a question. Oh. What type of cigarettes?
Slow ones.
Yeah, makes sense. It wouldn't be a fast one for a snail.
No.
Very slow cigarettes.
Very soggy, slow cigarettes. Oh,
it just is like...
Yeah. They're flaccid cigarettes. And the sunglasses.
Yeah, what kind of sunglasses?
Are they
prescription?
They're for a baby.
Are the cigarettes for a baby too?
Yeah.
What?
This is a baby Fisher Price product.
And once in a while, a little tub of Gerber comes out.
Here comes the snail. That's what you say when you feed. Your baby.
Sometimes I try to unwrap Mia's inventions. I have to go all the way back to the start of like, okay, snail, low self-esteem snail. Snail finds no purpose in life. Snail puts out cigarettes and sunglasses. Cigarette sunglasses for babies. And at that point, I'm pretty much lost. It's hard to.
Listen, I'm in pain every day.
Shout out Mia.
Shout at me.
Shout at Mia.
That's what I. This is what I asked for. So yeah, that's my invention, a helpful snail, but only helpful to people who hate the sun and like smoking cigarettes.
You just described me to a T.
Charlie?
But just babies.
Oh, right? It's baby Charlie.
Hey, baby Charlie.
Hi, my name's Charlie.
Hi. Do you have a milk and spirits? Yeah, well.
Hey, can I bum a cig off you?
Are babies allowed to wear sunglasses? I don't think I've ever seen a baby.
In this country.
My baby will look into the sun.
You have to birth it, and then you keep those eyes clean.
I want my baby to have windshield wiper eyeballs. Just for fun.
That's great. And then the babies have to smoke the cigarettes, or can adults smoke the cigarettes?
The adults can, but it's a tiny cigarette.
Oh,
it's,
they're not going to get anything out of that.
Yeah.
They got to like chain smoke three packs to get.
Yeah, but it's free because the snail, you know, makes it.
Yeah.
It's made of snail.
It's made of snail?
Yeah, or you think the snail bought it? The snail doesn't have money. The snail doesn't have money.
But the snail went to college.
The snail went to college.
Yeah, he majored in Nickelodeon.
Yeah. And as we all know, that is a very competitive industry.
Yeah.
There's only so many jobs that Nickelodeon can give out about slime.
It's like that's like 100K right out of school.
Yeah. That's great. I love that. Can I do my poop-based one?
Yeah.
So you know when you're pooping.
Yeah, I do, man.
I'm familiar.
And, I've read about this before.
You got your phone, and you're looking on your phone.
Okay.
And your, like, arms are resting on your legs.
Yeah.
But, like, you stay there too long, and then when you go to get up, there's, like, red marks.
Yeah.
And your leg might be falling asleep. Yeah. I don't like that. So I want to make harnesses for your elbows that connect to the ceiling. So you put your elbows in them so you can look at your phone.
Can it be a hot air balloon?
Yeah, there's a mini hot air balloon. It's not even connected to anything. Because maybe your ceiling's too high, and we don't want to account for that length. So it's just a hot air balloon.
I'm just imagining all of our poop inventions in one bathroom at the same time. So it's like a toilet with three kick drums around it and a blender in the toilet and then the straps for the arms. And I think we've had like bathroom attendant based inventions.
Yeah.
There's been some that like are like different holes to find out what type of poop you're pooping out.
Yeah.
I kind of just thought of like the worst case scenario in that, where it's like if it's attached to a hot air balloon and you have like your little elbow hammocks. What if the hot air balloon like just keeps going up and you're supposed to hoist it off the toilet? In this scenario, you don't have a roof. You just keep going into the sky.
But so you don't have marks on your knees, so it's pretty good.
Yeah, those legs are awake, baby. Someone's just like, did a bird just poop on me? A really big bird? No, it's some guy that keeps scrolling on Twitter. He will not let go of it.
Human feces would fall on somebody and they go, is that a bird? Is that a fucking bird?
Well, when it comes from the sky, you kind of assume it's a bird, right?
But imagine a log falling on your head. Just a nice, firm log.
Albatross?
Yeah, true.
Oh.
You never shoot the albatross. That's bad luck.
Really?
Is that a saying?
Is that a thing?
Well, no, it was in the Odyssey. That's the whole story. Is he
epic.
Shot the albatross.
Grecian. Yeah.
But now was the albatross on his front lawn? Because I hear Greece is a stand your ground state.
No, it was on his boat.
Was the albatross trespassing?
Yeah.
Albatross trespassing.
Hey, don't let me down.
All right, let's go.
Do you have it on budget for me?
Sure.
Can it be about me?
Oh, so this one's fun. You guys know it's summertime.
Yeah.
It's hot, 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 baby. You guys know those handheld fans? They spray the water and the air.
Oh, yeah.
So a handheld AC unit. So it's a little mini AC unit on a pole, and when you hold it up, it just blasts fucking freezing cold air into your dumb idiot face.
Whoa.
Okay.
You do have to keep it plugged in at all times, so it's not very mobile, and it's also about the same size as an AC unit.
Okay, does it come with like a little generator?
It does, another handheld
that
generator.
That follows you with hot air balloons?
And it's a toilet.
And it's a toilet.
Yeah,
there's also a snail!
And there's an albatross.
So
I think that's great.
It's on a stick?
Yeah, it's on stick.
Can it be like corn dogified? And yeah, so it's like, this isn't an AC. It's a corn dog. You trick people.
Yeah.
To me.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Should I have been looking in the camera and not to my best friend, Charlie?
I'll answer this one. I'll take this one, sorry, Charlie. Yes, they're actually exclusively corn dogs because the one thing about this AC unit is you don't want to share it. So you don't want people knowing you got AC on a stick. They'll just be like, oh, he's got a hot corn dog there. I don't want to go near him. And you're just like, oh, so cool with the AC.
So I love
to answer your question.
I love the imagery that it's like it's a stick. Like that looks like a corn dog, and then just a solid block with vents on it, open vents, and people are like, "That's just a corn dog. That's a regular corn
dog.
You can eat that.
Yeah,
that guy's taking a long time to eat
now.
His corn dog.
Yeah. Want some mustard?
I love when strangers offer me mustard for my corn dogs. I'm always eating corn dogs on the train. Folks are coming up. You want some mustard?
And wait. Then you just have to be polite and accept, but they put it on the vents. Raise mustard in their face.
This feels amazing.
I'm so cool. I love summer. Also,
is there a spray function just like the little handheld fan one?
Yeah, but it sprays AC juice on you. you know coolant?
Yeah, the
it sprays
juice
coolant
drips.
On you. Yeah.
Wait, it's not water?
No, it's coolant.
What?
Is that free?
No,
what's it called?
One
free?
Sec, Edson, it's coolant.
There's a difference?
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Coolant is like a liquid that's really toxic, and it's used to cool down air. in AC units, and then water is just water.
But why don't we just use water to cool it down?
Because it's my invention. I want coolant in there.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I was saying...
Oh, you mean an AC units?
AC units in general.
Oh, because I don't know what I'm talking about. Maybe they do.
I think it's like... it's better than
you know,
water.
Yeah,
like
right?
It cools
you know what coolant
down.
Is.
Yeah. More than water does.
Yeah, yeah. Water's
that's
weak.
Why ACs
yeah.
are so cold.
Yeah, we're ganging up against you.
Yeah.
I'm just a little idiot baby.
Well, do I got a snail for you, baby?
Hey, this is coolant. It's a substance.
It's a substance.
That's all.
Substance.
Substance.
It's used to reduce or regulate the temperature of a system. So I guess it's just it's better than water. Yeah. High thermal capacity, low viscosity. Low all right. Cost.
Hear me out. My invention. It's something that's better than water.
And then there's I have Pokemon stuff. If we want to read about Pokemon stuff.
I don't know if this is an invention per se.
Yeah, sure.
But how cool would it be? To, like, have Pokemon be, like, real.
Oh, my God, yes. That's been my dream yeah. since day one,
me
dude.
Me too.
Oh,
I feel really? Like if they were real, though, people would take advantage of them pretty quickly.
They would unionize.
Yeah, that's the problem with Pokemon is they always get a union. And it's like, I can't do anything with these Pokemon.
That'd be fun. I think people would take advantage. You guys know how there's dog fighting and chicken fighting? There would be so many Pokemon fights.
Yeah, isn't Pokemon
that,
fights.
But that's what they do, though.
That is what they do in the show. Yeah. It is. Do you think there's any activists in Pokemon that are like, stop having them fight each other?
That's so funny. Well, the new game I'm playing, thanks for asking, they actually are like that. They're like anti-fighting. It's more of like...
Anti-fighting?
Hi.
Hello, I'm Uncle Peace.
But also, like, you could use them, like, because a lot of them produce electricity or, like...
Yeah, what type?
Electric type?
There it is.
Yeah.
So you could just, like, plug them into a house and then power the whole house with, like, a Pikachu, you know?
And then, like, in a year, they're just drained they're completely. Just like,
how many Pikachus does it take to light up Las Vegas? A light bulb.
I don't know how many, but I'll tell you, they're all gambling addicts, and that's how they pay their debt.
I feel like Nestle would buy all the water type Pokemon and just get all the clean water from them and then, like, throw them in a sewer or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you guys know how bad Nestle is?
Oh, yeah.
This bad.
They are our sponsor, though, so...
this episode is brought to you by Nestle.
You can buy very many things at Nestle, like crunch bars, chocolate milk, and iced tea.
That's the end of the bot. We just start naming everything you can buy at Nestle.
My next invention is chocolate. better.
Do you have another invention, Mia?
Yeah, I've got some. So this is, you guys know the game Red Dead Redemption?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not Italian enough. Introducing Red Sauce Reduction.
And this is a video game?
It's a video game with Italian cowboys and my mother's sauce.
And they're just like, go out there and get the tomatoes to the gravy. So, all right, let me go get my horse.
My tank top has
arrows in it.
Arrows in it. Oh, my tuberculosis is pizza.
The only items you can buy at the store are, like, just gold chains, large gold chains. I should let you keep going.
I said my tuberculosis is pizza. So
Red Dead Redemption a cowboy game?
It's a cowboy game.
It's a cowboy game.
Why did I think, like, post-apocalyptic, like, zombies?
Because you're a stupid little baby.
I'm a stupid little baby.
Yeah. That's a good bet, though. There's a lot of games like that.
There are. But never mind. I like now this makes more sense. Yeah. Italian cowboys.
They go panning for gold. Chain necklaces? Is that?
Oh, okay.
What's it rated? What's it rated?
Wow. Rated wow for whoa. Red Dead Redemption, Red Sauce Reduction. That's the
like,
there's no weapons, it's just pants.
Yeehaw, the Gucci.
This is Ladle Country.
Instead of riding horses, you ride old Cadillacs. What do Italian people like to drive?
Me crazy. Yeah. I hate Italians. I hope no one is Italian here except for me.
Are you Italian?
No. No, man, no.
Well, so what would be like a mission in this game?
Mm. Ooh, you'd have to be the Godfather Part 2. And mm-hmm. that means you have to take care of your little goddaughter.
A different set
She's
of...
She's this big.
That's what the movie's about, right?
Yeah.
A guy who just loves taking care of his little daughter.
I'd love if there was someone out there that's like, I'm going to be a godfather. I don't know what to do. And he's watched those movies. And he, oh, so this is what you got to do.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like, why did you kill those 14 people? It's like, I'm the godfather. I don't know. Yeah, it's really just an honorary title. You don't have to do anything.
I've always wanted to be a godfather to like a friend's kid.
I asked a
none of my friends have kids.
But. I asked a family friend one time. They were having a kid. I asked if I could be the godfather, and they laughed in my face.
Whoa! Whoa!
I was it's like 17 at the time. So
yeah.
You're a child yourself. Did you then ask if you could be the godmother? And they're like, yes, you can.
I was like, because if you don't, I'm going to blog about it.
Yeah.
On Tumblr.
On Tumblr.
Which is also my space.
My friend's unborn kid is ugly already. Sorry, I didn't mean to joke about that.
How rude.
Too soon.
It's fucked up, Mia.
Now, Mia, is it... would this make a good... Christmas gift for a first Christmas relationship.
Oh.
So first relationship, first Christmas.
First Christmas relationship.
This the
yes.
Cowboy
and
Godfather game.
Red sauce reduction.
Red sauce reduction.
Red sauce reduction.
It's so funny.
I'm not dating an Italian guy right now.
You tell me Adam's not Italian?
Adam's well, I'm not allowed to say his ethnicity, but I can say it's not Italian, okay?
Mm. All right.
Are we good?
No.
That narrows things down.
It does.
It does. Huh. So we'll get there eventually.
The mystery is a little less afoot now.
Process of elimination.
It's more a hand.
It is?
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Charlie.
Yeah.
Don't fuck.
You're right.
Ever again.
So, but it doesn't, I don't think... Because you want to go to a wider market. So it doesn't matter if you have an Italian...
You say whiter?
Yeah,
whiter.
Dude.
What the fuck?
What the
fuck?
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's so bad.
Yeah.
That's soda. Yeah, what'd you say?
So if you have like a... The partner doesn't need to be Italian to...
The partner,
because you were like, I was like, is this a good Christmas gift? And you're like,
okay.
Well, my partner's not Italian.
Well, I always think that, like... I'm very race-based, so if you're one race, I'm like, I'm only going to get you stuff from that race. And then I shut my goddamn mouth.
And then I sit down.
You're like, Mia, can you give me some sushi? You're like, I don't think that's a good idea. Would you prefer some burritos? It's like, okay, come on.
Oh my gosh, that's me.
I'm Italian.
Yeah, so that's my video game idea.
Nice.
Thank you, everybody.
Yay, Mia.
Mia.
Mia. Mia.
Mia. Mia. Do you have you thought of any inventions along the way?
Oh. Yes, I have.
Oh, please.
Okay.
No, that's police.
I didn't take anything.
Stop yelling at authority.
I should know my place. I thought of something.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know what this looks like, but how cool would it be if something sucked your sweat back in?
Ooh.
That might just be skin.
Sponge skin.
Because here's the thing.
Who lives in a pineapple 50 feet away from a school.
Sponge skin square bob.
50 feet away from a school. He did something bad.
Yeah, what did he do?
Yeah. Well, he's bunched up the wrong stuff. I'll tell you that right now.
And then he sucks up his own drool. Sponge skin square bob.
Oh my god.
Because here's the thing. As I'm sitting here, I am a very sweaty gal, and my titty sweat has just created this beautiful little amulet of water right here. And I thought, huh, whoa, you know what'd be cool? If it could go back inside.
Yeah.
Go back to where you came from.
I don't want you here.
I'm a birther, but first your sweat. Where's your birth certificate, sweat?
This bread napkin would come in so handy at this.
Oh, yeah.
What a soggy piece of bread it would be after, though.
Very salty, though.
Yeah, delicious. Mm.
Delicious.
It would go great with some red sauce reduction.
Yeah, video game.
Don't let me down.
I think that's a great idea, but here's the thing.
Yes.
You didn't sing the theme song for it yet, so I don't know if it's a real product.
Yeah, none of us know if it's a real product or not because you didn't sing the theme song for it yet. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
All the small things.
Would you have to like wring your skin out at the end of the day and get all the sweat out?
You just run into a wall really fast. Got it all out of me.
It's just like a silhouette of you on the wall. That's so much better. I feel so much lighter now that I'm not carrying 4 gallons of sweat in my skin.
Man, you would be carrying it around all day.
Yeah.
That guy looks amazing, but he looks like he is over encumbered.
If you go swimming in a pool, do you absolutely die?
I imagine. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a really good question.
You would absolutely.
Or you suck it up so fast. Yeah. You're just like out to here.
You're like Violet from Willy Wonka who has the blueberry. Yeah, yeah, you just turn into a water pool. And then Oompa Loompas fucking touch you.
Wait, what was it? Sponge, skin, square, bob.
Square, bob.
Maybe it would take just the form of the pool, which is a rectangle.
Well, not all of them.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah. What? And then, so it's just... So wait, it's just... You're just like a blob in the pool with your face sticking out, and you're like... Come on in, guys. The water's nice.
It feels amazing. A kid jumps on you and immediately gets flung up. Wait, has anyone seen the movie? What's it called? Slither?
Remember the Slither.
So remember that scene where like they go into the barn and she's like the little head and that giant body because she's eaten so much.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so gross.
And then in the movie she bursts open and alien slugs like fly out of her. Yeah.
Whoa.
That's nasty.
That's what women get.
Yeah, you wanted equality, ladies.
Let me watch my figure. Let me watch my figure. Okay, well, now you're a big slug.
Now they're slugs.
There weren't slugs, now they're slugs. There were no slugs.
There were no slugs.
And now all the babies are cool.
Oh, hell yeah, brother.
That's great. Skin sponge.
Skin sponge.
Skin sponge.
Skunk skunk. Hey, gong gong.
Keep it up.
Does anyone else have any more inventions?
Yeah. I think I made this up, but if someone else has said this on this podcast, let me know.
Okay.
So you know when spies get caught and they're like, oh shit, they're gonna torture me for my secrets.
Yeah.
I have to kill myself. So one if I bite down hard enough on like a tooth or something that's already in my body, I will have cyanide. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, so they keep cyanide in them throughout the whole mission. This is a real thing.
Yeah.
It's either movies or it might have been a real thing.
I think it's real.
Spies would keep cyanide like packets in them for,
like,
throughout
in
the whole mission.
Like in a fake tooth or something?
Exactly. So they got caught, they could bite down on it and kill themselves at like a moment's notice so that no information could be taken from them. It's real. Isn't that sick?
What?
Yeah. So cool.
Or it was in Dune. Either way. Either way. Okay, so.
You know it's pronounced Donye?
I thought it was called Duty. Okay, so this is that, but instead of cyanide in your back molar, it's Motrin.
All this interrogation, I have a really bad headache.
See, hold on, can you just give me a second?
I just need to take a moment, okay? I'll get back to you, I swear.
So you're saying that you would have to break one of your molars.
Well, it's already a fake molar, but and it costs like $50,000 to get in. But if you're like, oh man, this, like, I know I did war crimes and they're on to me. They're on to me, and
I know he's just a little bummed about it. He's not.
They're
not
on to me. I have a tummy ache now. You think of it. I have a fever. You bite down real hard. Yeah.
Is there another one that has like children's strength Tylenol?
There's baby aspirin.
It's a lifesaver.
A few Tic Tacs.
Breath mints.
I know you're about to get up in my face and ask me a lot of questions, but yeah. I literally had like onions before I got here.
Yeah. And I will die of embarrassment if you talk to me.
Yeah, one. Actually, there's a one where if you bite down, you get a little sandwich. It's a little tiny sandwich.
What kind of sandwich?
A little
tooth sandwich.
Oh god.
Yeah, it's made of other teeth.
Yo, what?
Anyway, I'm hungry.
That's great though.
Now, would this be a good Christmas gift for a first time spouse?
Ooh, it is Bluetooth.
It is Bluetooth.
It's Bluetooth.
You can that play. Was another one of her questions. Is it Bluetooth compatible, you the invention?
Oh, that's a
you
good
play
one.
Fergie through it.
Yeah. Ooh, it's like literal tooth.
Is it like
Bluetooth?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Is it all new invention?
Ooh.
Ah. Oink, oink, oink. Lauga.
I just saw a piece of Leland die as we did
no,
that for
no,
the
no,
second
it's fine.
Time.
Okay. I love it. New invention alert, a wireless Bluetooth speaker that's a tooth.
Whoa.
So if you don't want people to hear, you can close your mouth. And then when you open it, it's...
Great. Awesome. Whose invention was that?
I just come in with it right now.
Good.
Yeah. Because that would be much... Because people put like... People get like fake teeth that like they use for chomping on stuff, or like fillers, you know.
Is that
and
what
it's
teeth
like,
are used for these days?
I think we need to have more versatility with teeth and like get them to do more things, you know.
Can I be vulnerable?
Yeah. Actually, I'll say no. We need balance here. We need
Let
balance.
Let me call my Uber one second. So my grandma in a little like tin has all my baby teeth in there.
Whoa,
yeah. Sweet.
I still have. A tooth of mine, but it's broken in half because it's so old.
Oh.
It broke in half. No, I still have it.
Oh.
No, this is a happy fucking story.
Oh, I'm so sorry for
no,
you.
No, God
that.
Damn it.
It gets better.
I'm smiling.
If you want to talk later, I understand.
I have a similar thing. One time I sold all my baby teeth to a man on Craigslist because he was interested.
How much did you get?
I paid him to take them. I was moving and I just had
get this off my plate,
get
please.
Yeah, exactly.
I got a whole lot of babies and no teeth. I need some teeth for these babies.
Is he going to put them on a necklace as if he killed all of those babies and he took them as trophies?
No, it's funny. Every time when I gave them to him, he just sniffed them for a while.
Every time he did that?
It was nostril.
Yeah. Maybe he's going to put them in his mouth like he has rows of teeth like a shark.
Oh,
yeah.
You know what his name was? Jambi.
Jambi.
Jambi. It was Jambi bought my baby teeth.
Jambi. Chompy. He want toothy.
This guy gets it. And I'm going to kill him.
Should we move on to some problems?
Yeah. How are we on time? This is a fun one.
We're doing pretty good.
Yeah.
Wait, can I do one quick one?
Yes.
Is that okay? It's very quick. It's actually like a sequel to it. So the other episode, I talked about a parking lot for the Avengers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
A parking, like a parking spot lot. But I realized that there's like a lot of Avengers, so like one spot wouldn't do the trick. So this invention is a really, really, it's a really, really big parking spot for the Avengers.
Nice.
All right, can we go?
Love it.
So it's the same thing as last
but
week.
But bigger.
All right.
So this is these are problems we're going to try and come up with inventions on the fly to fix.
Ooh.
Leland,
Here we go.
Knock me out with one of them.
The last Pringle is down there and you can't get it out.
Okay, hot air balloon.
Right? A little like magnet at the end of it. Yeah. You just attach to the Pringle and then you don't really got to use your hands. You just like bite it out of
here. Are you eating metal Pringles? You said magnet. You eating metal Pringles?
No, this is a Pringle magnet, baby.
Whoa.
Okay. Oh.
Double invention alert.
Pringle magnet.
That is a tough one because I myself have nimble hands, but for the non-nimble handed.
Yeah. And I know what you're going to say.
Pringles are inaccessible.
You just turn the can upside down, let gravity coming out.
Crumbs.
Also, what if we're on the International Space Station and gravity doesn't apply?
Yes.
You know, you turn it upside down, the Pringle still is where it's going to be.
What is that? Exactly what is that?
What of that? Okay, flushable Pringles can. It's a can of Pringles. It's got a flusher on it. So no one can have it.
He's just a really petty Pringle enjoyer.
Yeah.
If I can't have this, nobody can. Flushes it down.
Oh, how about this? Remember push-up pops?
Ooh.
That's a really good one.
Pringles can.
That would be really good. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Just thought of it.
Ooh. Or like the deodorant screw thing.
Yeah. The push it up.
I like that. A mechanical anteater. Now hear me out.
Let's hear him out on this one.
Normal anteater eats ants,
yeah.
But a mechanical one, still same principle as the tongue, but can grab whatever you want.
You know what? I think most of the time, I was going a different direction with this, because I'd be like, yeah, a lot of times the Pringle's being held down by ants down there, so if we get a mechanical anteater,
get out of here!
But I like that, just like a long tongue to get it out.
Yeah.
That's Whoa. Fun.
I think we just solved your problem tenfold.
Yeah. Do you have any problems? I got another one.
How about a pool, but for Pringles?
A pool, but for Pringles?
Because they're so hot in the summertime.
Pringles?
A pool for Pringles.
Yeah,
I like that.
I do have a problem, besides what I just said. I got a dusty old room. Oh. And every time I dust it, there's more dust. I can't get the dust out of my room.
What do you mean? Are you using like a duster?
I'm using a Swiffer. I'm using a vacuum. I'm using Clorox wipes. And every time I get my room clean, 2 months later, there's dust there again. Yeah. I don't know what to do.
Dust responds to vibrations, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 All right. Let's throw that back out to justify whatever you're about to say.
It does. Whenever there's an earthquake, literally there's no more dust.
There's no more dust.
There's no more dust.
Dust loves strawberries, right? So if that's true.
Dust is also afraid of open water.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
That's a great point.
Yeah. All
so right. What do next. I do about dust?
I like the idea of like having your whole room vibrate, though.
Yeah.
So the dust can never settle on anything. Yeah, so everything's always vibrating.
You're on a Zoom call.
That guy's room looks amazing. Not a single speck of dust anywhere.
That's vibrated.
I love to imagine the dust running around. Like, yo, we can't fucking sit anywhere. I can't sit anywhere in this fucking room. Oh, my God.
So where does it go?
Where would it go? That's a great question.
Oh, okay. So Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
They have... Like a lot of things are alive in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Candlestick, a clock. One of them is a duster.
Oh, one of them is a duster.
The French little slut one.
Whoa.
The French little slut's duster.
Paris whore.
So all you have to do is get a French slut. Doesn't have to be a duster. Just get a French slut.
Yeah.
I'm excited to touch your nipples.
I feel like this would not help with the dust situation because you'd just be super judgmental of your dusty room.
Well, let's ask. Hey, my room's dusty. Is that okay?
No, it is not, but would you like a blowjob? French slut.
Yes.
French slut.
Yes. Big word there. I got one more problem.
Okay.
Okay.
The bitch is one. Is all of
them? This problem is two words.
Mm. Okay.
Hat hair.
Hat hair.
Mm, right? You put on a hat, and then your hair takes the form of the hat, and you take it off later, and you got like a hat.
Okay.
Hats that they're the shape of how you want your hair.
Charlie.
So it's like a baseball cap brim, but then it's just kind of like it's like a big.
It's like curly.
Yeah, it's curly.
Okay, so there's a little rat, and it just lives right under your hat. And then whenever it's dirty or nasty, he cleans
it. Oh, he's back.
Yeah. He's back.
He also teaches you how to cook. It's really bad, but he tries. That's his hobby. He's like, I want you to cook this. And it's like, no, it's always shitty when you teach me how to cook. You're here to fix my hair, not to teach me how to cook. And he's like, cook this damn food.
He goes, I have a cousin who's in a movie, and now everyone tries to do that. Yeah.
Squeakers, why can't you be like your cousin? He's on top of a head, and just like you, he fucking gets food cooked.
I'm trying. He just wants me to fix his hair.
The pressures of being a rat today.
Maybe you get like this thing where every time you wear a hat, you get tickets to go to a punk concert, and then you headbang it out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's like, it's a hat day. That means I'm going to rock hard and my neck's going to hurt, but my hair's going to look different.
Amazing.
So let me give a scenario for that. Say you're out with your partner during the day at the park. You got a hat on.
Okay.
And they're like, tonight we're meeting my parents for the first time. And it's like, okay, but before I do that, I need to go to this punk concert real quick and get my hair ready. How much does that cost? No, it came with the hat.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
I like
sounds
that.
Great.
I like that.
Well.
What?
Is it time for our closing segments?
Yeah, I think we're just about good. We're at 50, but I think it's fine to do shorter episodes anyways.
Yeah. It was a great episode.
Shorter episodes. The little episodes that are very small. They're like they're like this big. Muy pequeño.
What a slut.
We have a couple more things to do
before
we can go. This next segment is you will have to give each one of us a sincere compliment.
Okay.
Eye contact. And everything, there's some caveats, but first I should let you know, you will not be getting a compliment in return.
No, you guys. We're not
just
allowed.
Don't get one.
We're not allowed.
You don't get one.
We all get compliments.
Thank you.
You don't get one back.
Thank you.
It's don't say thank you.
So the caveats are, my compliment cannot be apartment-based.
Okay.
Mia's compliment, you have to refer to her as the captain while you're giving it to her.
Okay.
And Charlie's... Charlie's compliment has to be a good one.
Just not a bad compliment.
Not a bad compliment. Yeah.
That's the biggest challenge here.
So you can start with whichever one of us you want. You will not be getting one in return.
All right. Okay. Leland.
Yes.
I am really jealous of your hair.
Oh. Thank you. I feel like we have very similar hair.
We do, but yours is just way more like tailored and shaped, and I really wish that I could do that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Hey, easy with the thank yous over there.
Thank you so much in a non-complimentary way. Thank you so much in a go fuck yourself.
Thank you so much in a I'm not going to say anything in return way. The captain.
Thank you.
Ahoy.
Listen to your cap. Can I do this in a pirate voice? Or is that like not sincere? Is that against the...
No. The words have to be good.
Okay.
You can do whatever you want.
Okay. Listen up here, captain. I believe that you are your timing is impeccable. And also, you make me giggle. And
that's not a pirate.
There we go. Very funny. And I really like hanging out with you. And also, I really enjoy listening to you speak.
That was one of the best compliments in the least sincere voice.
I love this because I imagine just like two pirates on a ship just getting real with each other for a second. I really enjoy your company, Captain.
You're like a brother to me.
Here we go.
So that was a great episode.
Charlie, he was kidding.
Was he?
Yeah.
I feel like he wasn't.
Charlie.
Hi, Edson.
Hi, Charlie.
Hey.
And it has to be a good one?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's good.
I am beyond grateful that our paths crossed and that the universe said that we should meet when we did. And I'm excited to see our friendship blossom.
Aw. Hell yeah. He got
Edson,
it.
Yeah. Edson. Edson. Edson.
Crossy.
No.
We have to have a no crossy stipulation now because of you.
We gotta bring it back. Now we do plugs.
Plug.
Charlie.
Oh, you guys hate my new handle. I have a new handle.
You got a new handle?
They've been writing in.
I got
they
a new
hate
handle. I'm at Charlie Dogson on Instagram. Give me a follow. I'm not on Twitter. Because I'm not on Twitter. Leland, do you want to do all the Idiots catalogs ones? Okay, at Charlie Dogson on Instagram.
Edson, where can they find you?
Hi, my name's Edson. You can find me on Instagram and TikTok at Edson Mountain Egg Roll. It sounds like Montenegro, but it is actually the word mountain and the word egg roll.
I love it. I love it so much. Yeah. Mia.
What can I say about Mia? What can I say about our old girl, Mia? Huh? What can I say? I can say you can follow her at Mia Faith Hammond.
All right. And you can follow me at Leland Comedy. And you can follow the podcast at The Idiots Catalog. Or if you want to send us an email... please do the idiotscatalog@gmail.com. We want to hear your inventions. We want to hear your problems that we can solve. Or give us compliments. You know, whatever you want to do.
We won't send you one back.
No. We will not send you one
we
back.
We can't.
And before we close out, just some updates.
Oh, yeah.
Bittersweet. Mia will be retiring from the podcast.
It's my last episode.
Oh!
She might come back for guest appearances.
For sure. Absolutely.
But yeah, we'll see. We're going to keep going. It's just going to be me and Charlie with guests each week. We'll still have as many fucking crazy poop inventions as we do now. Episodes might be a little bit shorter. But yeah, we're going to keep going.
For she's a jolly really good fellow.
For she's a jolly good fellow.
Mia.
Is there anything you want to say before we go, Mia?
Yeah. Thank you guys for having me. I love you so much, and thanks for letting me be in and podcast with my friends.
Now, we can't say anything nice in return, because you're no longer a host of the podcast.
No.
So, as we always say, when we close at the
end
of
every
episode.
God, can't you see we never have pants?
God, can't you see we never have pants? Thank you so much, everybody.
The Idiots Catalog.